I'm Eric Von Anken, weekend anchor at Local 6 WKMG. You are listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on Central Florida.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Carra Radio Show, Eye on Central Florida. Definitely have our eye on Central Florida, as always, proudly broadcasting from Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by JDV, the bassist, who is a great bass player, great musician, and we're going to talk all about that, and he's got a new CD coming out is The Journey of Pop, and it will be coming out May 17th, so we want to talk all about that. And first of all, JDV, tell us a little bit about a little background and a little bit of how you got into music, and especially when you first knew that the bass was an instrument for you.
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me, first of all. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I started playing music about 17 years ago. And the reason I started playing music was through the unfortunate passing of my father, who had played guitar for 30 years. So after his passing, about a year after that, I began to mourn. His guitars were laying around the house, that kind of thing. I picked up the electric guitar. That was my first instrument, and just started trying to learn and figure it out. It was kind of my way of reconnecting back to my dad, so to speak. After about a year of playing guitar, had a friend who also happened to play instruments and play some music, and he introduced me to the bass guitar. And from there, I kind of figured, wow, this is kind of interesting, something a little bit different, something a little bit unique, and something that was, quite frankly, a need at the time. So I just said, all right, I'll step in, I'll start trying to play a little bit of bass, and that was all she wrote from there, just kind of took off and decided that that would be my primary instrument. I still play electric guitar from time to time. I use that for my writing, but primarily bass guitar is my instrument of choice.
And what I always like, JDV, is the bass is I'm a bass player myself, and the bass is such a great instrument, and I really like the songs that our audience has been listening to. Is they actually feature the bass as a primary instrument, so I always enjoy that when the bass is used in that way. So I mean, for you, is it a little different when you're actually writing leads for the bass versus just playing the backbeat and all that? Or
oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I've been playing backing bass for years for lots of different groups, lots of different bands. Play music in my church as well. It's how I grew up learning, to play music was in my church environment. So playing backing bass, so it's the foundation. That's what we get paid to do for the most part. That's where the gigs are. Everybody wants a good bass player, a good bassist. But as I began to listen to different genres throughout my years of playing music, I discovered smooth jazz, and there's so many different great instrumentalists that feature that are featured in smooth jazz. Obviously saxophone players and guitar players. I grew up listening to guys like Kirk Whalum and Norman Brown. But then I just so happened to come across a couple of different instrumentalists in the smooth jazz genre, such as Wayman Tisdale. He's passed now. He's a former NBA player, and started listening to Marcus Miller. And from that point, it really just grabbed my interest. And I said, man, maybe that's something I can do. And so just started down that little journey of playing smooth jazz with the bass as the featured instrument.
And of course, being a bass player, well, still trying to get from that, beginning to intermediate stage, and I'm still always learning. I'm sure that's the same thing with you, JDV. I mean, you're really, really, really good, but I mean, I'm sure for you, as a bass player, you're still learning, you're still trying to get that perfect sound then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Learning is a lifetime thing in music. And currently I'm actually attending Berklee College Online. I'm taking their bass certification program, the professional bass certificate program, and had some really great teachers, Anthony Vitti in rock bass in particularly. I attribute a lot of what I've learned to him because, he really put me through the rigors, And Danny Morris is an R&B bassist that I had the fortunate pleasure of learning from. And so there's a lot of great instructors up there, and learning is always going to be key to continue to improve your musicianship.
And of course, as we know, JDV, there's the different basses out there, and for me, I've just stayed with the four strings, but we know there's 5, 6, 8, 12. I mean, for you, have you kind of mastered all these different strings there?
Sure. I mean, it's one of those things that you kind of have to decide what your sound is going to be and what your flavor is going to be. I, of course, started like probably what most traditional bassists would start as, with a four-string bass. And from there, that friend who introduced me to the bass initially, he picked up a 5-string bass, and so I kind of felt like, hey, you know, I got to keep up with the Joneses here, and, you know, started learning how to play the 5-string bass, get a little bit of a deeper end, and then as I ventured into the smooth jazz realm, I realized, you know, I'd really like to get some upper range, and having that 6-string would be really helpful, because you get a high C off of the 6-string bass, and that just kind of helped extend the range. But all in all, a lot of the techniques are still the same in learning, and so it's just a matter of taking what you have and then multiplying that across the neck. So that's the way I've tackled it.
And we wanted to let everyone know, again, JDV, that you have this album. It's called The Journey of Pop, and our audience has been listening to several songs. But the first question I have is, how did you come to decide that you wanted to do an album? Was it a situation where you had these songs, or you decided, well, now I want to make an album, I'm going to create these songs?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this album is kind of a culminative effort of all the things that I've learned throughout my 17 years of playing music, and each song has its own kind of special meaning and a special time in my life. And during the CD release concert show on the 17th of May, I'm going to kind of be explaining that as we play through the songs and such. But basically, there's not been one specific time where I went and wrote all these songs to compile this album. It was one of those things where, as I've been growing up through music, I kind of wrote a song here, wrote a song there, and then realized, hey, you know, I've got a lot of material here. Maybe I should kind of put this together in a CD format. And that was the project that I started and took a venture on, and just wanted to see if I can do it, see if I can put this together and actually compile an album. And here it is. It's going to be released here pretty soon. So pretty excited about that.
So, I mean, for these songs on this album, and we'll talk in our next segment a little bit more in detail about some of the songs our audience has been listening to, but, I mean, for you, were these songs that you written really quickly, or were these songs you had kind of already in your head or written down, or is it a situation all from scratch, or...
Oh, yeah. All the songs were definitely written from scratch. In fact, some of these songs actually had vocals at one time. You know, as I was experimenting through music in my earlier years, I was thinking maybe singer-songwriter was the kind of way I wanted to go. And, you know, so some of these songs actually had a vocals originally. And, you know, as I've grown up through my musical journey here over the last 17 years, I just decided, you know, let me take these songs here and convert that to smooth jazz, play the melody lines over that, and then wrote some of the other songs through some trials, tribulation things that I've gone through, and kind of gathered some inspiration. So some songs took a little bit longer than others, and some came along really quick. So it was a little bit of a mixed bag there, but they all have their story.
And, of course, we know, JDV, that you've got the bass there. But my question is, so for all the other instruments and all the other parts, was that something that you written, or did you work with somebody to write all the other parts? Or
Yeah, I mean, music nowadays is more than easy. It's easier than ever to be able to record music nowadays because of technology, so to speak. You know, you can use a lot of virtual instrumentation, which some of that I did. But I also collaborated on this project with a couple of my musician friends, namely Daryl McEachin, who's a keyboardist out of Texas right now. He did all the keyboard work for me. And Adam Will, who's a saxophone player from Montana. So that just kind of goes to show you that regardless of where you are in the world, you can kind of collaborate with your friends and compile some ideas, email back and forth, use you know, internet cloud to drop your files back and forth, and just collaborate with each other. And so it was one of those things where we just communicated the intent. I would send him some information and some of the tracks to record to. He'd send me stuff back. You mix it in the studio, and there you have it.
Oh, wow, that was great. So there was, like you mentioned, there was a process, you know, like online and through the internet, so you could each hear each part. So it wasn't a situation where everything was coming all together and it was like, you know, what is all this? You knew exactly how each part was coming and how they'd all sound together then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of the traditional old school ways of recording, you'd get a whole band in a studio and everybody had to already know what the song was going to be about, and you start recording, and then you kind of clean up some of the parts here and there, through retracking and so on and so forth. But in this process, I was able to lay down a few tracks, you know, over where I was here in Florida, and then send those tracks over to my keyboardist. He would play them along, send me back his tracks, and you just continue that process on and on.
Okay, JDV, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is JDV, the bassist. You are listening to the Mike Kara Radio Show, I on Central Florida, here at Frank's Place, Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please stay with us for our next segment.